flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
I'll tell you, I'm looking at the text line, 617-779-7937.
How's it looking?
It's also your phone number. We were talking about Bill earlier today and his interview at the University of North Carolina.
That's right.
I think it's a mutually beneficial thing. I know you agree, Keith.
Mm-hmm.
North Carolina gets their name out there. Bill gets his name out there, blah, blah, blah. But that means Bill thinks he needs his name out there, which means to me the phone isn't ringing.
Oh, boy.
Text, Jerry Jones already said he would hire Bill if the season went the way it's going, so there's one team. So what I would say to that is, number one, Jerry Jones could have fired his coach a year ago. He stuck with Mike McCarthy. Bill was available a year ago.
Sure was.
And he could have gone and gotten Bill.
Stuck with Mike.
He didn't do that.
Do you think he definitely fires McCarthy? He should. He should have last year. But now they have the Dak Prescott excuse. Like, you have a lot of Cooper Rush games.
I think he's in the last year.
That's why I was going to say, I think his contract is up.
So they'll just let him go. You're right.
Dak came out and was like, I like him. He's done a good job or something like that.
Because they did have one of the best offenses a year ago.
I don't think he's back. But I also think Jerry Jones is 1,000 times more likely to go with Dion than he is with Bill. And the real thing I would say to that text is, oh, okay, so Bill's got Dallas in his back pocket. What's he flirting with North Carolina for?
Yeah.
Why is he wasting his time? Oh, it's just a Zoom call. Oh, it's just this and that. Why is he wasting his time with North Carolina if he's got a team like Dallas in his back pocket?
I don't think he can assume he has any job. I mean, last year, I thought he was going to get a job right away.
Oh, me too.
You know who else did?
I didn't think he should have, but I thought he was going to. Who else?
He did.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
And so did Robert Kraft.
I'm Bill Belichick.
They both did.
Yeah.
Remember that weird press conference they had, the handshake and the picture and the fake smiles?
Yep.
And he's like, yeah, I'm going to be rooting for this guy, but not when he's playing against us like next year. Like, he literally thought he was going to be on the sideline that year coaching against them. And he only had one interview, and I was like, would Billy even want the Atlanta job? And then I'm like, it's the only place that he wanted to go. It was the only place he had a chance to go.
And then Kraft made a phone call.
And then Kraft may have stepped in and been like, don't take him.
I don't disagree with that.
It could have happened, for sure.
Kraft and Blank are tight, so I don't disagree with that at all.
Could have happened.
But, yeah, okay, fine. So Bill's got Dallas in his back pocket. You're right, Texter. Why is he bothering on an interview with North Carolina?
He can't assume that he has any of these jobs. Plus, I do think Dallas would be a fit. But does Bill love the idea of Jerry and Jerry's kid like picking all the players and all that stuff?
No.
That's a possibility, I would say.
Bill's going to wind up anywhere, it's Jacksonville. And I'm not.
Yeah, that's what I would say.
I'm not wagering on him going there. I'm just saying, if out of the possible openings and vacancies, that's the job that would give him the power he covets.
So if you had to slice it up right now, Jacksonville, North Carolina, not coaching. Who's going to get the biggest slice?
Not coaching.
Okay. I think it's Jacksonville.
not coaching, then Jacksonville. He's not going to college.
No, I know. I don't think so either.
College coaches are leaving to go to the NFL because the NFL is less work than college these days.
That's right.
With NIL money and recruiting and everything
else. Nick Saban left Alabama and the millions and millions and millions of dollars that he was getting to just roll out of bed and get 10, 11 wins.
Hart will tell you this. Chip Kelly gave up the job at UCLA as head coach to go be an offensive coordinator because he was sick and tired of all the recruiting.
Didn't score a lot of points against Michigan.
No, he did not.
My New Hampshire guys let me down.
That's true.
Yeah.
Speaking of letdowns.
No, this is the week.
Let's get to the Bozo touchdown parlay, Keith. It's been cold. I don't think we've had a week where we've really been
close.
Yeah, what would you call close? Four out of five?
No, I think three's good.
Three out of five. Okay,
three means more right than wrong.
Either way, four
is like that's where the nature of the Bozo is. Then you have one true Bozo. We've never had that.
Good point.
We've never had one true Bozo.
I don't think we've ever had. I think we've either had one, two, or hit the whole thing. I don't think we've ever had three or four. I don't think.
Maybe. I thought there was a three in there.
I don't think we've really had much of a threat lately.
All right.
But let's get to the Bozo touchdown parlay. Five picks here. You can parlay them together. It's usually a nice, healthy slice. Keith, who are you going with this week?
I'm going with a guy that all he does is score touchdowns. Remember they used to say that about
Chris
a young Chris Carter.
Yeah, sure.
The reality is Nick Westbrook Akine of the Tennessee Titans, better known as NWI to his friends.
Is that what it is?
No, I don't think so.
You don't want one of those on your record.
Oh, you got an NWI?
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Boy, call a lawyer.
This guy has, in the last eight games, eight touchdowns, 20 total catches, but eight touchdowns. Now, I will probably be the reason why his streak comes to an end, but at some point, you're like, you just got to jump on board before the thing runs out.
Just ride the wave.
All he does is score touchdowns. He's a touchdown machine. Tennessee versus Jacksonville this weekend. Absolute toilet bowl, but there could be some points scored. So I will take this guy to continue his touchdown streak. Give me a Nick Westbrook, Akine. On his own, he's plus 185. So even the books are like, yeah, I know he scores a lot of touchdowns, but like, it's got to stop at some point. But I'll say it does not stop this week.
No, it's certainly not like they're making a minus money. And it is a good matchup. It's a very, very good matchup. Jacksonville's
juicy matchup.
Brutal, brutal defense.
Yep.
I'm going with a game with a 48.5 over-under. I wasn't sure who to pick.
Yeah.
Maybe you would lean on Cooper Kupp because there's a little extra juice. I went with Puka Nacua plus 145 in their game this weekend against the Bills.
Okay.
Again, Buffalo may be doing a lot of scoring. It's at home. It's on the turf in L.A. You don't have to worry about a snow game like the other week. So it's going to be Puka Nacua plus 145.
Nice.
Billy, who are you going with?
Same game as Keith, except I'm going for Calvin Ridley.
Right.
To score for the Titans.
Not same game, same team.
Two Titan touchdowns?
You guys are vulturing off one another.
That's all right. That Will Levis
we'll get
can spin
the
it.
Half.
Yep.
Let me tell you.
Guys can both get in
if
the
Ridley scores, Keith, and it's not Westbrook Akine, are you going to be happy for Billy and the Bozo, or are you going to be pretty frustrated?
No, I'll be upset.
What if NWI throws it to Ridley?
Doesn't count.
It doesn't?
No, he needs to catch or run it.
Yeah.
Right? Because
I thought it was anything other than what your position is.
I don't think so.
Passing touchdowns don't
count. I think passing
is
its own thing.
Oh, sorry.
I think it's rushing or like he could return it and it would count.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, get out there on special teams.
No,
okay, Ridley and Westbrook Akine.
No, we're in as a team. You win and lose as a team. So we just need them both to score. I don't care who does it.
That is a, let me see here. That is an over under of 40.5. We have 12 of those points going to those two. Okay, who are you going with, Nick?
That's fine.
I'm going with the now Caleb Williams' favorite target, Keenan Allen. Ever since they fired Waldron and now they got rid of Eberflus and the same guys jumped up from like
old ass
assistant
Keenan
to
Allen.
Head coach. Keenan Allen has three touchdowns in the last two games.
That's true.
He's basically Caleb Williams' red zone target now, so keep Keenan Allen.
Yeah, DJ Moore I think is also dinged up in that, so if he doesn't play, really all in on Keenan Allen. Plus 200 feels like good value. Terp is going with A.J. Brown.
Yeah.
Plus 105 against Carolina. I think Devontae Smith is back for that one. But A.J. Brown gets most of the focus there.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, football fans, for those of you who can't get enough Baldy's breakdowns, be sure to subscribe to Brian Baldinger's The Best Football Show. New episodes drop Monday through Friday where Baldy breaks down the best games of the week. Be sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
So Nacua, Westbrook Akine, Ridley, Allen, A.J. Brown, one ham gets you...
Cheeseburger Club.
No.
No,
more than that.
No, one ham gets you... two 2.5 PS5s?
Yes, 2.5.
Trying to do the math on
this? Yes,
also known as $1,269.97. This holiday season, if you get a good deal, maybe even 3-4 PS5s.
Oh, that's true. We were talking about the Black Friday PS5s the other week, but a
that's
holiday
not
deal?
$1,200 plus
a rebate?
One ham?
Nice.
Man, get yourself a couple controllers, a couple games, maybe a season pass.
And if you want to spend your bye week watching the Jags and Titans, we got a lot of action.
Get in there.
In that game.
Well, it's 1 o'clock. Get that one over with. You can still have do some activities afterwards.
You know, next weekend, it is...
This is brutal.
It is Bills and Lions are at 425. It's also Eagles and Steelers at 425. And the Patriots, for the first time in forever, are playing at 425 next weekend against the Cardinals in Arizona.
So how do you guys feel about doing a show where we don't mention Patriots?
I wouldn't hate not talking about the Patriots the next day and talking about those other games specific. I don't think
do we
we'll
do Bills Lions on Monday and then we
get
Pats,
to the Patriots
Cardinals
on Tuesday.
Yeah,
maybe.
And then
we ask Christian Gonzalez about the Lions game.
What happened to the game? No. Ask him about what happened in his game. We missed it.
We were watching the Lions.
How'd you guys do?
It was a fun game.
Did you know what Dietrich Wise did to you guys?
Yeah, you guys win or lose? What happened?
Didn't see any of it.
Yeah, we're going to catch up tonight.
Pretend we didn't see it. Can you explain the game to us?
I TiVo'd it.
Yeah, I was like, we're all over it after the show.
Okay, so there's the
buzz. That is really unfortunate timing.
It's not great. That was pointed out to me by Robbie Buckets over at NBC Sports Boston. Mm-hmm. It's very, very unfortunate. Bozo touchdown parlay. Nacua, Westbrook Akine, Ridley, Allen, A.J. Brown, one ham, 2.5 PS5s. Follow along or, sit it out. It hasn't exactly been red hot lately.
Get in there. You're going to feel left out if you don't.
We will get to the Red Sox. More Juan Soto updates. The Red Sox have requested a meeting with Scott Boras. Who knows if they're going to get it. How long are these negotiations going to drag out? Because I'm starting to wonder if it's going to be wrapped up anytime soon. That's next.